46 years after Joan of Arc was burned at the stake, residents of a medieval castle near the northwest coast of Brittany celebrated the birth of another young woman whose destiny it would be to guide the future history of France. She was Anne, daughter of Brittany's Duke Francis II, and it was her destiny also to enrich our 20th century English vocabulary. On this edition of Word Detective, prepared for you as an educational service of this station in cooperation with the makers of Underwood typewriters, we'll be telling you exactly how. First of all, she was quite beautiful. This combined with the fact that at the age of 12, she inherited the title of Duchess of Brittany and made her one of the most proposed to young women in Europe. When the young Duchess decided to accept the proposal of King Maximilian of Germany, he was so eager he didn't even wait to meet his bride before marrying her. The ceremony was conducted by proxy, with bride and groom several hundred miles apart. This marriage, alas, did not turn out too well. Maybe it was because the bride and groom never saw each other, ever. In any case, a year after the I do's, the marriage was annulled, and for her second matrimonial try, Anne took as her husband King Charles VIII of France. Poor Anne. This one didn't last long either. Charles wasn't a very healthy monarch, and left Anne a widow after just 7 years. At this point, Anne was just 21 years old, and even in widow's weeds, still irresistible. Since the province of Brittany was equally irresistible, the proposal started all over again, and a year after her husband's death, the beautiful young lady in black said yes to Charles' successor, King Louis XII. At the age of 22, Anne of Brittany was, for the third time in her life, a queen. What does all this have to do with our vocabulary? The connection is clothes. Beauteous Anne of Brittany did her royal promenading back in the 15th century, long before the days of fashion magazines and big Paris openings. In those days, styles were set in court, and the beautiful young widow of Charles VIII set one in motion that quickly spread all over the continent. Now perhaps you've guessed the way in which this beautiful Duchess of Brittany made a contribution to our everyday speech. I'll type out the exact phrase for you now on my Underwood typewriter. It was the expression, widow's peak. In mourning for Charles VIII, Anne of Brittany not only made it fashionable to wear basic black, but also inaugurated a new type of widow's headgear, a hood which came to a point, or peak, in the middle of the wearer's forehead. Eventually the term, widow's peak, widened in meaning and was used to describe not only heads, but hairdos like the hoods. And so Duchess Anne of Brittany made her mark on history. Her marriages to two French kings firmly established the province of Brittany as a part of France. They also contributed a phrase to our everyday speech. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment.